This is a recast of the 4300-word piece, Ray Mastering Parallel Calculations, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article centers around an innovative framework known as Ray, designed to revolutionize the world of parallel processing and scalability in artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML.
To put it in simpler terms, Ray is a game changer in how complex, distributed applications are developed and operated, thanks to its unique architecture and programming model.
This framework addresses the increasing demands for computational power and efficiency in research and industry. It's got its roots in developments in computer science and the ever-growing requirements for data-intensive applications.
The article aims to give readers a deep understanding of Ray, including its core concepts, architecture, use cases, and the technical challenges associated with it. It's written to cater to both technical experts and beginners in this domain.
Getting a bit technical here, the article dives deep into the architecture of Ray and details about its key components, such as the Ray Cluster, Node Manager, Global Control Store, GCS, Object Store, and Task Scheduler.
These components work together to achieve high performance and scalability, especially when it comes to processing large amounts of data and running complex algorithms in distributed systems.
Here's an interesting part. The article discusses Ray's two fundamental abstractions, task model and actor model. Tasks are used for one-time computations, whereas actors can maintain states across multiple task calls.
The article then goes on to explain how Ray handles the distribution of object storage and scheduling tasks. It explains how Ray's object store allows efficient sharing of large data amounts between tasks and actors by keeping data in memory across nodes.
Correct. And they also discuss the role of the task scheduler responsible for assigning tasks to the most suitable nodes across the cluster.
Moving on, the article delves into concepts like tasks, actors, futures, and remote functions. These elements form the backbone of task execution in Ray.
It also includes a mathematical formulation that demonstrates how resource allocation decisions are made within Ray for efficient execution.
Talking about applications, it throws light on how Ray can be used for machine learning, deep learning applications, integration with popular frameworks like TensorFlow and PyTorch, to name a few.
Also, it provides practical examples from healthcare, finance, automobile industry, where Ray has been successfully implemented to scale ML projects.
To top it all off, it provides benchmarks showing Ray's ability to handle big data processing tasks and real-time analytics at impressive speed and efficiency.
It does not stop there. The article also talks about RLLIB, a specialized framework for reinforcement learning that simplifies the development and training of RL models.
Don't forget about the advanced concepts like fine-grained control over resources, explicit control of task dependencies, fault tolerance mechanisms that add to Ray's robustness.
Then we have extensions like RayTune for hyperparameter optimization and RayServe for model deployment, which further extend its capabilities.
Lastly, the article wraps up with future developments aimed at making Ray more powerful, user-friendly, and versatile.
To summarize, Ray is positioned as a key technology that can handle both high-performance batch and real-time data processing tasks, making it a solid foundation for ambitious AI and data processing projects.
With its continuous innovation and active community involvement, Ray seems poised to remain a driving force in the evolution of AI and data processing.
That's it for today.